Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval Renaissance and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, we'll explore the Naxos label release, Time of the Templars. The Knights of the Temple are the legendary monastic order whose story is at the center of a new compilation recording of medieval music. We'll hear performances by the ensembles Oni Vitars and Unicorn, as well as a new release by viola da gambist Suzanne Heinrich.
Cemalim sana ayan, gösterim ve dünyan.
music of 13th century Turkey. The ensemble Oni Vitars performed Salallahu Ala Muhammad. Of the many fascinating releases put out by the Naxos label, a recent one stands out for an especially creative idea that draws from their back catalog. Entitled Time of the Templars, the recording seeks to create a narrative from the music that the medieval crusaders known as the Knights Templar might have heard as they traveled across Europe and the Near East, ultimately arriving at Jerusalem. Each of the three CDs in the set has a guiding theme, music for a knight, for the church, and of the Mediterranean. What begins with Christian music moves on to varied Jewish and Islamic traditions.
Thank you. amori, te la cupidinis aurea gesto, ignem comercia cordem molesto, quot mihi datur ex favesco, quot que negatur hoc faveo. Multa sereno, e mihi cedit hanc caveo, que non novedit huic faveo, sopere vero, fidelis seu peream, seu rele ver peream, ve cubit hanc fugido, plus prenuo debitum, plus pero dimetitum, plus dibet illicitum, plus quicet illibitum, ubico enda dione decreta, ubico enda veneta segreta, fraude verenda voce decreta, octa coloris in estu unire,
Music of the Middle Ages. We heard excerpts from a new release on the Naxos label entitled Time of the Templars. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to a new Naxos label release of music from the Middle Ages surrounding the Knights Templar. The Poor Fellow Soldiers of Christ and of the Temple of Solomon was the official title of the Templars, who were founded at the beginning of the 12th century, initially to guide pilgrims across Europe as they made their way to Jerusalem. The Catholic Church soon gave them official endorsement, increasing their popularity.
Thank you.
Music from the ensembles Oni Vitars and Unicorn, from a CD called Music for a Night. We heard three pieces that come from a recent Naxos label compilation of medieval music that the Templar Knights might have heard. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to music from a new release of medieval music from the Naxos label, entitled Time of the Templars, featuring the medieval music ensembles Oni Vitars and Unicorn. The Knights Templar were, in fact, a favored charity throughout Europe. As their popularity grew, their wealth rose along with their numbers. They often received money, businesses, land, and even the sons of noble families who were trained and sent on crusades. Over a period of nearly two centuries, the Templars amassed incredible power and riches.
Omnes angelii.
Music from Christian and Jewish traditions. We heard excerpts from a new release of pieces from the time of medieval Templar Knights, released on the Naxos label.
Mm-hmm.
back to Harmonia. We're exploring the music that might have been heard by the medieval Templar Knights. As the saying goes, all good things must come to an end, and so it did for the Templars. Their power and wealth ultimately became the focal point of rival jealousy. They ultimately ceased to be in 1312 when Pope Clement V dissolved the order and had their assets confiscated. The Knights Templar, who once existed above the law, were now gone, and their history turned into legend. Today that legend lives on in popular culture and folklore.
Thank you.
We heard music from a new release on the Naxos label. Traditional music from Mediterranean countries is part of a compilation devoted to the Templar Knights. Our new release of the week brings us the solo viola da gamba music of Carl Friedrich Abel from the Hyperion label. Entitled Mr. Abel's Fine Airs, it features England-based gambist Suzanne Heinrich. We'll hear an allegro movement.
Thank you.
We heard Viola da Gambist Suzanne Heinrich perform a work composed by Carl Friedrich Abel. It's part of an entire recording focusing on the composer's pieces for the Viola da Gamba on the Hyperion label. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.